we, you know, often I think have this perception that like food insecurity means you're not getting enough food to eat, but it's actually that you're not getting the right nutrition. You're not getting the nutritious calories that you need. And so often food insecurity is linked with obesity, which is kind of counter to what we might think here in the U.S., but people that don't have access to healthy food are the ones that are, you know, food insecure. And then that can look like obesity. It can also look like hunger, or it could look like skipping meals, or maybe making sacrifices in your life. So someone might not pay a phone bill in order to feed themselves and their family, but it's that kind of choice that you have to come up against.
So what's going to be the theme of this year's Forward Food Summit? It's the fourth annual one. It's happening April 1st at the Mercury Cafe in Denver. What are you going to be talking about?
So we're talking this year about food and traditional knowledge. Every year we pick a theme that is about the intersection of food and social justice in some way. So we really want to look at knowledge and traditional knowledge and how it gets passed between generations, between different cultures and different communities in the Front Range. And so what did our food systems look like traditionally? What do they look like now? How do we share this knowledge? Where have our stories gotten lost along the way? We're going to look at like what is the dominant narrative of food in this culture, and what are the counter narratives, and how do we continue to create counter narratives and counter stories and share that knowledge in unique and fun ways.
But what would you say is the dominant narrative here along the Front Range when it comes to foods?
Oh, well, you know, like a lot of people actually these days don't actually know anything about their food system. And so I think I would almost say that there's like a lack of knowledge. the more that I get into it, like people don't know where their food comes from. They don't know how it's grown. They don't know where it's like how it's been shipped. And so I think the biggest thing is that our stories have gotten lost. We don't know much about it and who it affects and who grows it and how it impacts our environment and our communities. And so I think it's like for me personally, and I think everybody has a different story with this, right? Because everybody has a different connection to their food and their family and their history. But I think for me personally, I can speak for you know, my story got lost along the way. And so it's about retapping into like my own history and generations and how we did food.
And so when we talk about kind of traditions and culture of food, I think a lot of people think, well, I don't have a story. This is really maybe more about more food-rich cultures or indigenous traditions and stuff. But what I'm hearing from you is everybody has some type of food story and food culture in their family, and maybe we just need to tap back into that and remember it. I mean, is this remembering what your grandmother used to make or the traditional recipes that your family used to eat on holidays? I mean, does it have to have a larger cultural context?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we probably all have a culture, and like our ancestors somewhere, you know, started to, as a white person in the U.S., I can say there was some type of assimilation. I'm also a Jewish person. And so, but like, I think that like we can, you know, look back at like our history and the history of this land and the history of this place too, and other communities' histories too, and how they've all intersected in the past. And I think that's important for us to do when we are talking about food justice and we're talking about who has access to food and who doesn't. I think it's also important to talk about why that is and what is the history of this land. Who has been on this land and who owns the land and who has access to growing food and who doesn't. And so I think all of those, all of our stories kind of cross over and intersect in different ways too, which is fun.
So who will be some of the speakers at the event?
Okay. So we have a number of different speakers. We are going to be hearing from Michelle Larkins and Mia Ramirez, who are both from Colorado Springs. They're going to be doing an activity where exactly what we're talking about is we're going to look at storytelling and how dominant narratives have been used to silence and cover up stories and give participants time and space to both share out oppressive aspects of their stories, but also transformative aspects of our stories, and like give us toolkits and ways that we can use storytelling as a radical praxis in our own work. We're going to be hearing from Doug Goodfeather from the Lakota Way Healing Center to talk about indigenous perspectives on food and like do a traditional storytelling circle. And we are going to be hearing from Seh May and Nuh May, who are from Project Worthmore, and they are Burma refugees who are growing food in Aurora, Colorado, and creating their own farms. So some of their stories and what that's like. And we're going to be hearing from a number of different people who are going to be talking about food between generations. So kind of it's a series of different grandchildren and grandparent pairs talking about how they learn about food from each other from different cultures and communities around the Front Range.
I love that. That sounds wonderful because I think so many people have memories of their family that's so connected to food.
Totally. And I think the idea is that we want to tell a story throughout the day as well. So we want to use the day as to come together and think about our own personal stories. But how do we learn about historical perspectives or like the history of this area and the history of our food in this area, move through now and what are our own personal stories? And then also like use the end of the day to kind of wrap up and talk about how do we continue to share knowledge with one another across communities, you know, like with each other? And how do we, kind of venture into an unknown, like changing political and physical climate with our stories? So that's kind of the idea for the day.